Your North Iowa news continues on 95.1 The Bull. Firefighters from five communities responded to a fire Friday night at Mason City Recycling. The Mason City Fire Department says they received a call about 8 o'clock Friday night about a structure fire from a passerby. And upon arrival, they encountered an active fire inside a large building on the city's south side. Assistant Deputy Chief Randy Ellsburn says the absence of nearby fire hydrants required water to be shuttled to the scene, with cold temperatures and strong winds complicating the firefighting efforts as the fire spread to outdoor equipment and surrounding grass areas. Assisting the MCFD were fire departments from Rockwell, Nora Springs, Clear Lake, and Ventura. No injuries were reported. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. A water main break has closed Northwood Kensett schools for today, though interviews for the shared superintendent position with St. Ansgar will proceed at a new location. The school district says no virtual learning for the students today because of the water main break. However, for teachers, it is a day of virtual professional development. Superintendent interview activities will move to the elementary school. Northwood Kensett and St. Ansgar school boards recently met with Grunmeyer Leader Services to review the candidate pool and have announced three finalists in their search for a shared superintendent. They are Blake Henley, principal of Austin Public Schools in Minnesota, Tony Hyatt, director of elementary education at Pleasant Valley Schools, and Trevor Urich, principal of St. Ansgar Middle and High Schools. The school board and stakeholder interview teams will conduct final interviews with each candidate today and hope to reach a decision soon after the formal interviews. The next shared superintendent will take over effective July 1st. Forecasters say bitterly cold temperatures will linger into tomorrow. That's pushing North Iowa homeless shelters to capacity and then some. Yet Jesse Germanson, executive director of the Northern Lights Alliance for the Homeless in Mason City, says no one seeking shelter will be turned away.
When it gets this cold, we feel as a group and as a board and as staff and volunteers that we have a moral duty to the community that we serve to take these individuals off the streets, because it gets very dangerous very quickly. So people encountering homeless or becoming homeless themselves, they need to connect with us in downtown Mason City, and we will do our best to house you and give you a place to stay for a short period of time.
The group serves homeless individuals in a 9-county region. During November and December, Germanson says they were over capacity.
We generally have 300 to 350 people stay in our shelters on any given year, and the average is 15 to 30 days each. And we see people coming from all over with the interstate in our community and the highway system that we have, as well as Mercy Medical Center. We get people from Des Moines, Minneapolis, Chicago, Detroit.
The organization operates a shelter for women and children and another shelter for men, and Gerbenson says they're stretched trying to help low-income people find a longer-term place to stay.
We helped over 100 individuals with food, clothing, hygiene, bus tokens, other diversions like bus tickets, gas money, toothbrushes and toothpaste. So we serve our clients the best we can.
The Northern Lights Alliance also operates two sober living homes for men in the early days of recovery from an addiction. For the second time in 3 years, Turkey Valley School will host the Iowa High School Speech Association Large Group District Speech Contest. Turkey Valley Speech Director Michelle Nistel says student performers from over 24 schools hope their hard work will pay off this Saturday.
Students probably started working with their speech coaches back probably in October or so, but they start practicing and rehearsing, and it's their day to shine when they show up. So a lot of times, a lot of early mornings, like at Turkey Valley, our rehearsals are at 7 in the morning. So it's a pretty big commitment. A lot of early mornings, a lot of late nights for some schools, and the kids put a lot of time and effort into what they do.
Nistel encourages the public to show their support this weekend.
A donation fee of $5 to enter, and that's an all-day thing. So, you know, a lot of times I think people forget that they can go watch other kids too perform, and it is really quite amazing. The topics, the ideas that these kids come up with, and see the dedication and time they put into it come to fruition.
That support also requires volunteers to help with the event.
To have our school be filled with 300 to 500 people, it takes a lot of people to make that run smoothly. And so we are looking for volunteers. Some of the duties that the volunteers that day would need to do are things like timing events or helping just get people who are visiting to the spaces they need to get to, taking money at the door, those kinds of things.
To volunteer or for more information, contact Michelle Nistel at Turkey Valley Community School District. A reminder, a cold advisory will be in effect from 6 o'clock this evening until midnight, followed by an extreme cold warning in effect from midnight to 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Wind chill values could be anywhere from 25 to 45 degrees below zero. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on 95.1 The Bull, also available online at 95.1thebull.com.